Good morning. This is Michael DeRosa, and today I want us to look at Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Now, weeping and rejoicing can happen unless we get involved with others. Tweeting or blogging or posting to Facebook does not really build those connections. In fact, studies show that social networking is leading to social isolation. The church, though, has the answer. It's through community. And perhaps that is why we are commanded to not forsake getting together. In fact, at this point in Paul's letter, he's talking about our worship in the context of building up one another in Christ to the point where we can identify with their situation, thus the rejoicing and weeping. So, as we allow others to let their hair down, we are creating opportunities to become authentic. That is extremely empowering. So when you meet your Christian family next, consider the opportunity that God has given you to build into their lives simply by allowing them to rejoice or weep in your presence.